Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everyone. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour to ignite your best life. Each Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll have new voices from a wide range of experts and everyday people about the best ways to make the most of your life. Today, we'll be offering some ideas on how you can stay calm and keep focus on the spirit and intention of the holidays over the next couple of months. This is a wonderful opportunity for folks out there to call us and share with us any stress that you may be feeling as the holiday approaches. So feel free to call us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We want to hear about what's happening for you right around the holiday season and how we can help. Today on my show, we have our monthly visit with Ragini Michaels, whose pioneering work in paradox and behavioral change have been recognized by top leaders in her field in the U.S. and overseas. Ragini is an author of two books, Facticity, A Door to Mental Health and Beyond, Lions in the Weight, A Road to Personal Change, and she has one coming along in the next year. So welcome, Ragini.
Thank you, CJ. It's nice to be here again.
Can you believe that Thanksgiving is upon us?
It's really hard, but I am thankful for the time that I've been given over this year.
Little snowflake.
I know.
It's Christmas. I can't, Thanksgiving stores. So, well, I wanted to bring you on one. Why are part, and I thought Thanksgiving was a perfect one because there's so many things happening during Thanksgiving. And, Ragini, I'm going to share what happens with clients and me, and I want to share, and I'd like, during about dynamics and then just the holiday planning.
I find that Thanksgiving and Christmas are both probably two of the most stressful times of the year for people, primarily because of two reasons. One is you're going to get together with your family of origin and mix your current family with your family of origin for a lot of people, or you're going to be on your own without a family to fight with. The second thing is the enormous list of to-dos that start generating about this time, if not earlier, about how to prepare for and make Thanksgiving and Christmas both tremendously positive experiences. So those are the things I hear people bringing in, very stressed out about.
Yeah. So let's hit one at a time. So the family of origin, it's really just like you said, it's about the mixing. What I've noticed, it's a mixing of two different family dynamics or family traditions. I don't know, how would you describe what happens?
Generally what happens from my point of view is when you go back home to be with your family, most of us immediately regress to who we were when we were children instead
okay.
of maintaining our adult perspectives that we've gathered over the years. Hence, the grandchildren can also get a little whacked out because their parents are now responding more like children to their parents.
I wonder
That's
if
one
it's
of the things that I think happened.
Do you think it's multiplicative that our parents are then responding to their previous parents? That's just like a big mirror on a mirror. You know what I mean?
I think that's true, and I also think that as time goes on and their children have families of their own, the hierarchy of power, the center of power shifts because eventually your children want to have their own holidays.
You know? Right,
and,
exactly.
And so there's a lot of letting go that has to be done by the parents, by all parents, and by the kids as well. So it's an interesting dynamic. It's always full of a lot of challenges, every family holiday.
So do you think it's because every family has a different tradition and a different way that they think about Thanksgiving? What do you think is the root cause of that tension?
Again, I think one of the major root causes is that most of us have a certain way of being around our family of origin, around our parents, and we have a different way of being around our kids. So when you put those two together, and then you have the issue of who's going to be the authority for the kids, the parent or the grandparent. So there's a lot of dynamics going on, of dilemmas about who should be able to do what. Are we going to do it my way, or are we going to do it their way?
Okay, so that sounds like a dilemma, which is your expertise. If you describe what that dilemma is, how would you describe that dilemma with the work that you do?
Well, I would say, first of all, that one of the things in my work is starting to understand how often dilemmas permeate our daily lives. And that because they're everywhere, these dilemmas, which is really, you have two options. You have to choose this or that. So let's stay with Thanksgiving. You have to choose to do it your mom and dad's way, or you do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that kind of a dilemma, most of us decide to say we're going to be for one of those, and we're going to not be for the other one. So if I decide I'm going to do it mom's way, then I'm going to have to deal with all of my irritation at the fact that I'm not getting to do it the way I want to do it, because that's actually going to come with me to the holiday because I have kids to deal with, etc. Okay? So if you choose the other way and you say, Mom, we're going to do it my way, then you're going to have to deal with your mother feeling that, or your dad feeling that they'd rather have the holiday be the tradition the way they established it. So you have right there, that's just one of many dilemmas that go on. But it's important that a dilemma is just two choices, and no matter what you take, it doesn't feel like it's the best choice.
Right.
You're having to let go of something that you want.
Right. So let me make sure I understand this. So if I do it my mom's way, like let's say I did Thanksgiving my own mom's way, and, you know, actually for Thanksgiving in our Chinese family, we have duck. We have duck and potsticker, so it's a very different kind of Thanksgiving than maybe that I would do, like the traditional American Thanksgiving. So we even have a cultural layer on top of it too. But let's say we did it my Chinese way, and then I was inviting my husband, who is from a family that's not Chinese. Maybe my new way would be incorporating my new family, and that would be the dilemma. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds right. So what happens is that there's a lot of tension around it because you're wanting to please both sides, your family and your tradition and his traditions. If you go off, then you're going to feel not so good because you want to please both sets of families.
So how does one actually, what does one do?
That you're in this situation, which is really a no-win situation. What you have to do is be flexible and understand to the scenario, which is kind of normal, what a lot of people do. But inside, what happens is people get very stressed out about not being able to have it done the way they want it done.
Right. So realize that there is this tension. This is what I'm hearing you say. Realize that there is this tension. It's a no. It doesn't mean like together, which sounds kind of appealing, but it's like it's not that you give up. It's that you recognize that, in fact, there is this tension. And then what I'm hearing you say is you recognize that there is a tension and you try to do something to mediate between the two tensions. You know, so there's some of it's my way, some of it respects and honors, you know, the way that my new family does it, something along those lines. Is that what I'm getting from your?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, in that kind of scenario, you understand you have to do something to acknowledge and honor and respect both traditions. Now, if you're someone who's really upset by that because you really don't want to do it that way, you really want it your way, then you have to add in an additional dilemma, which is, I want to do this my way and I don't care about anybody else because this is my Thanksgiving.
Right. Okay. On that note, we're going to take a break. Now, I know that other people out there have had to have this issue with their family. Don't you think? So if you're out there, please call us at 800-930-2819 and share with us the kind of stresses you're experiencing during the holiday season. And when you call, please be prepared to provide us your name, location, and question. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Fired Up with CJ. Today we have Ragini Michaels, whose work in paradox and dilemmas and behavioral change have been recognized by top leaders in the field in the U.S. and abroad. Again, please call us at 800-930-2819. You can find out more about our guests and listen to this and past shows by going to www.fireitupwithcj.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. One spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dad,
how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere.
Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word.
Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. Guest today is Ragini Michael, expert in behavioral change and the founder of the Wisdom School and author of two books, Facticity, A Door to Mental Health and Beyond, and Lions in the Way, A Road to Personal Courage. We're taking callers today at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819 to help you with any stress that you may be experiencing during this holiday season with family or even planning everything out. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Ragini. Ragini, can you give us your website?
Mm-hmm. It's www.facticity, that's F as in Frank, A-C-T-I-C-I-T-Y.com.
Great, thank you. And then one of the things, can you tell us a little bit about your newsletter and what you can find on your website, too?
Well, my website has a lot of information on it about polarities, opposites, because one of the things that my work is resting on is helping us. You know, on TV you see that commercial that says cotton is the fabric of our lives?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my statement is opposites are actually the fabric of our lives. And most of us are completely unaware of that. So my website show gives you a lot of exposure to how opposites affect you in every area of your life, really. Finances, parenting, education, relationship, faith, all kinds of, you know, success, personal self-esteem. There's opposites and all those. So if you go to the website, you can see a whole bunch of those and start getting sort of a crash course in how to become aware of opposites and where you find them in your daily life.
And the newsletter will have a listing of those opposites. Like, it will cover one set of opposites each week. Is that, or each month, or how?
Yes, each month the newsletter comes out. It's called Mystical Scuttlebutt, and it focuses on one particular dilemma, and it talks about how come it's a dilemma and what kinds of ways you can look at it differently so that you can manage it better. And there's also a reflection there, which is looking at common spiritual guidance from a paradoxical perspective, which is, of course, my thing, paradox. How can two things exist at the same time? Well, exist at the same time.
Which is a great introduction to where we left off, which is mm-hmm. the dilemmas that happen during Thanksgiving and how you can manage it better. And before the break, we were talking about how, you know, what happens during Thanksgiving is people that everyone has children, which brings a challenging emotional dynamic. And not to mention that there's also this tension between doing Thanksgiving, you know, your parents' way and doing it your way, especially when you have multi-generations covering Thanksgiving. And really, it seems like the missed opportunity is connection. Is that, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think definitely Thanksgiving and Christian again. That's what some people say. I love Christmas, or I hate Thanksgiving and I hate Christmas. There's usually a dual thing there. Most of us love it because it means connection. It means we're not alone on the planet. It means we have a family of some kind or another, even if it's friends rather than family of origin. And it means that, you know, we're in our world today. We can come together at this time, and what we really want is connection.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is what we usually get is chaos.
Yeah. So is that also an opposite, connection and chaos? Or what would be the, or is it like order and chaos? What would be the opposite operating in the, oh my gosh, I have so many. One of the things that you said was that people have the list of to-dos. Mm-hmm. What would be the opposites operating
If you come to the event and what you want is the connection, the opposite of that is feeling separate or disconnected. Mm-hmm. So frequently, because of the to-do list, because we've planned and we want things to go a certain way and they don't always go that way, and things can turn into chaos, and we lose our sense of order in it, we lose the things we've planned, we have to end up doing things other people's way, and pretty soon it just feels like we're separate from everybody else, because either we end up blaming everybody for making the holiday a mess, or we withdraw and sort of say, okay, I'm not really a part of this. The only way I can get through it is to just withdraw and keep my mouth shut. Mm. Both of those disrupt our sense of connection with the event, you know, with being a part of something larger than ourselves, which is really what I think Thanksgiving and Christmas is actually all about anyway.
Mm-hmm. So let's say you're finding because that's really the problem. If you're feeling separate because, you know, your agenda is not being honored or recognized or somehow being fulfilled during Thanksgiving, you may be feeling a little bit of blame. What does one do to manage that better?
Well, I think one of the easiest things to do is to come back to what it is you really are there for, which is connection. And in order to have connection, one of the things that we need a lot of practice on in our country is to be thankful not only for getting what you want and having things go your way, but also feeling thankful for what you've already been given that you may not have even noticed yet. Because when you notice that, you know, one, you're alive, two, you're with these people that you have this history with, this right there, that's something to be thankful for, to be grateful for, that you can connect through, even if they're cooking the turkey the wrong way and some idiot just burned the butter for the basting and they put the wrong kind of dressing in the turkey and somebody wants cranberry from a can instead of making it from whole berries. And all of those things are upsetting you. But then you go, but wait a minute, I'm in the midst of this chaos, which means I'm in the midst of a community. I'm in the midst of family. I'm in the midst of friends. I'm thankful for this. The key is to stay focused on what you're being given that you may not have even noticed.
So let's just figure out how this would work in practice. So I'm ticked off because someone brought a canned cranberry sauce, which I think is a criminal offense, which some people really do, right? They go berserk about these things. So let's say I'm like, you know what? I cannot believe someone brought this cranberry, canned cranberry. I just, what are they people thinking of? And I'm getting all twisted in my own thoughts about cranberry sauce. What? How do I get back to that place of connection where how do I turn around and go, all right, I'm thankful, really. This is not about the cranberry sauce. It really is about connecting with people. I mean, how does one get connected with that?
Well, from my perspective in the work that I do, it's really the avenue in or back to yourself and finding the calm and the peace and the connection is actually through an awareness of opposites. So if you're standing there blaming somebody for bringing a can of cranberry sauce instead of fresh berries that you want to hear bubbling on the stove, if you understand that you're feeling ungrateful, that you're feeling blaming because you didn't get what you want, then you have to ask yourself, what's the opposite of feeling ungrateful? Well, basically, it's being thankful. So then you say, okay, that's the opposite, and I'm on one side, and let me go to the other side to find some balance. Life is really all about balancing. So it isn't about getting rid of feeling ungrateful because you're not getting what you want. It's about balancing it with thankfulness for getting something that you are being given that you didn't even notice yet, which is that you're there with friends that you can fight with and be irritated with, for example.
All right, so how you manage it is you say, you know what, I'm kind of going berserk about this cranberry sauce. Really, it's not that important. What's happening? I'm going into being ungrateful, and how I would use these opposites that you refer to is I'd say, so the opposite of ungrateful is being, you know, grateful. And then I'd say, well, what am I grateful for? So just even in that moment when I recognize that I'm being ungrateful, and then I can bring in the opposite and then try to, at least in my mind, turn it into something positive. Like, okay, well, I am grateful that someone brought a decent pumpkin pie that meets my expectations.
But let me add, it's not really turning your negative thing into something positive. It's balancing the negative with something positive. My work is not about getting rid of the negative or the darker side. It's about balancing it with an awareness that if you have dark, you also have light. If you have ungratefulness, you also have gratitude. If you have controlling something and trying to manipulate it, you also have surrender and letting go. So there's always something in your sphere of experience there that you can go to that would balance out the thing that's creating the stress for you, which is always going to what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that canned cranberry sauce.
Right. Well, yeah, and so you're saying it's even just so that it literally balances about keeping one ungrateful thought with a grateful one. So just even if it's literally balancing out that thought so that you have the balance of two different thoughts, one grateful, one ungrateful,
that's
right. Enough.
Because in reality, in my work, the thing I would like to help people become more aware, because it makes life so much more workable, is that opposites come in pairs. And we don't normally think of opposites in that way. We just think, oh, here's something good, I want to hold on to it. And there's something bad, I want to get rid of it. We don't go on to really be, you know, when you have one, you're going to have the other. If you have up, you have down. You have wet, you have dry. You have happy, you have sad. They all go together, you know.
Right.
So we don't think of that. So the first step here is just sort of practicing and becoming aware through your own experience that they really do exist, and they really do make up the fabric of dilemmas that create the problems in your daily life.
Right. So we're going to move on to a break. We're back. We're on Fired Up with CJ. And today we have Ragini Michaels, whose pioneering work with paradox and behavioral change have been recognized by top leaders in her field in the U.S. and abroad. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking phone calls. Now, I know everyone has solutions to do on what to do with the cranberry sauce, but there's got to be other problems out there, people. Seriously. Call us. 800-930-2819. And, hey, you've got, like, one of the renowned specialists on behavioral change. This is your time to call, people. This is the time. Okay, 1-800-930-2819. You can find out more about our guests and listen to this and past shows by going to www.fireitupwithcj. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Fired Up with CJ. My guest today is Ragini Michaels, an expert in behavioral change and the founder of the Wisdom School and author of two books. We are taking calls at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 to help you with any stress you may be experiencing during this holiday season in regards to family or just planning everything out. But before we continue, I want to make sure you know how to contact Ragini, whose website is www.fact.com. Facticity.com. That's F-A-C-T, like in fact, I-City.com. And on Ragini's website, you can go and sign up for her monthly newsletter, in which you will get a monthly opposite. Is that right?
A monthly dilemma.
A monthly dilemma. And also there's information about her training. And if you sign up to the newsletter, you'll also get information about her her new book. So, Ragini, we got a phone call from someone in Connecticut named James, who has a huge family. When they get together for Thanksgiving, it's a really big gathering. And what happens is that James realizes that his third cousin's wife seems to ignore him when he sees him, and he just wants to know why. And it seems like he's ignoring for no reason, and he likes to connect with everyone and just wants to know why. What would you say? How would your work help him out?
Well, I think the first thing to understand is that you can't really know what's going on in someone else's head. You know, there's this reality of there's you and then there's the other person. And everybody sort of lives in their own personal reality. But in this case, the dilemma is you want to be liked and you're not being liked, or you want to come close and the person wants to have distance from you. Mm-hmm. So let's say right now it's probably closeness and distance. If what did you say his name was? James? If James wants to connect with this person and come close, the message that he's getting is, I don't want to come close, I want to be distant. Right? So where James is getting caught here is thinking that it has something to never know because she won't connect with him, right?
Right.
So the primary thing that you have to understand, the positive way to look at it is to say, well, this is what's happening, and what I would like here, but I can't get it. So again, it's making your peace with something that's happening, and instead of holding on to demanding that there be a connection, you can move to the opposite, which is balancing your desire to the demand for connection with letting go of it, and allowing the distance to be there, and assuming that really.
Right. In fact, it could have something to do with you. Who knows? But it doesn't really matter because if the person's not connecting with you, you'll never know, right. Will you?
No, you won't. And there's separation and connection going on and closeness and distance. So in terms of opposites, when you learn to see it that way, it becomes less personal to you. The fact that she won't talk to you becomes less personal when you understand that in a group dynamic, if you've got somebody who wants to really, really, really get close and is getting on to be one person in the group, I don't want to be close to you, just to create some balance. Again, in my work, it's really about balance.
It's about balance. You know, it could, who knows why this third cousin isn't talking to you, but, you know, it's who knows, you're not going to know. So just either let it go. I mean, you can't be connected to that person. They're not allowing you. You just have to let it go. Is that right?
That's right. And ultimately, I don't want to make that sound so simple, like just let it go, because my teachers used to tell me that all the time, and I'd sit there and go, well, how? Because I don't know how to let it go, because
right.
It just keeps reverberating in my head, you know? So the story goes on in my head, even though in my heart I'd like to let it go. So it isn't just about letting it, you know, just say, you know, quipping, let it go. What you have to do somewhere in your life is start to build the ability to step back from your mind and realize that there's more to you than just your mind and the story that goes on in it. And becoming aware of opposites, believe it or not, actually helps you to get that distance from your mind so that you're able to have more options in how to handle the situation.
All right. So let's actually, I'm chatting with this person who's listening to your message, and they said, you know, the problem is that this person feels unsatisfied unless they have a sense of knowing the answers of why. Why isn't this person talking to me? And it's really difficult. They echo what you're saying. It's very hard for them to let go. And what happens is this person obsesses and thinks, you know, she's the beep word, you know, the B word.
Yes, the B word.
So, I mean, what?
Well,
what would you say?
One of the things here is you have to really understand that the situation is what it is. You know, it is what it is. And when you can't let go, it means you're starting to demand that life be different than the way you want it to be. And in America, we're very insistent that life ought to be the way we want it to be. But in fact, there are an enormous number of things in life that are unresolvable and unfixable. And that situation that you're talking about is not a situation that you actually can fix, because the other person has to be the one who comes forward. If you make, you know, the extensions and the person never reaches out to take your hand, it's not a fixable situation by you.
Right. And what I'm hearing, it's not fixable, and it is what it is, and unless they come forward, it's not going to be fixed, and you're not going to know why. And how do you relax into not knowing why? I mean, that's kind of hard. I mean, what I'm hearing is, you know, it's hard not to know why.
It's hard not to know why, because mostly we live primarily in our minds, which are dominated by the question why. You know, that's what the answer to that question is what builds our stories about life, which usually say, well, I'm a friendly person and they're not a friendly person, which might be the outcome of that story. But why is a question that is a question of the mind. You want to go into a situation like this with your heart open as well. And if we're talking about holidays, being grateful for just having a cousin who doesn't talk to you, you know, you can get a little bit, well, I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm sort of new agey here, and there's a lesson in it for you that you can find if you want to, or you can just say, that's the way it is, and it's okay, and I can let it go. But you have to do some practice outside. There is a practice here. You hear all these people always talk about meditation or learning how to step back from your mind, and that is absolutely key if you want to be able to have a life that's calmer.
Okay, so again, the response in the chat from the same from James was that my sister says that she will back me up and take her side with me Christmas Eve when we see her again. Is this the right thing to do? So my sister says she'll back me up and take this gal, the bee, take her aside with me during Christmas Eve when we see her again. And it's like, so another way, and this is actually a really common way of approaching it, get the other relatives involved to say, you know, what's going on with you and so-and-so? You know, so-and-so is offended, you know, and like, is there something going on? Did James offend you? Or, you know, this is very common, right? You get another intermediary to go in and find out why, since you're not really, that one sister-in-law may be friends with, let's say, James' sister. So, you know, have the sister go in and find out why. Is that the right thing to do?
I would never say anything was the right thing to do. I would say you have to go inside and ask yourself, is this the most useful and thing to do for this relationship? And that there's more than you involved with your desire to ask why, you know, to find the answer to why. There's another person who doesn't want to tell you why. So it's a complicated situation, and that's why understanding the role of opposites in general in life can be very helpful. If you follow the avenue of why, you're going to get to a certain place where you're going to have created a lot of stress. You also have the option, instead of saying, I have to find the answer to why, saying, I would like to just let this be and go on and enjoy my day, grateful that I'm alive and that I'm here and that I have people who do want to connect with me.
Right. So instead of instead of focusing on this one sister, which is, in fact, probably getting you disconnected from the whole experience of Thanksgiving anyways. Right?
Yes.
And it's not going to work anyways because she's not going to come forward. And I always feel a little bit awkward when I'm enrolled in those kind of like, well, so-and-so says so-and-so. You know, that doesn't send a sense of connection either. So that's an interesting question. So we're going to go on break. And when we get back, please give us a call at 800-930-2819 with your thoughts about Thanksgiving and what kind of family stress you experience every Thanksgiving. We're back on Fired Up with CJ. My guest is Ragini Michaels, an expert in behavioral change, the founder of the Wisdom School and the author of two books. Again, call us at 800-930-2819. You can find out more about our guests and listen to this and past shows by going to www.fireitupwithcj.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to cut the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substance for the healing, and remove. Contact reflex analysis is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Hi, we're back on Fired Up with CJ. My guest today is Ragini Michaels, an expert in behavioral change and author of two books. We are taking callers at 800-930-2819 to help you with any stress you may be experiencing during this holiday season with a family or planning everything out. And I know we've had actually a couple of callers call a couple times and then hang up, which I know it's kind of difficult. Don't worry, we can actually have this completely anonymous. So if you want to call up, you don't have to give your name or anything so that your family can hunt you down and find you. It's okay. Just call. Call. You can even mask your voice or something if you feel really worried about it. So before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Ragini. Ragini is at www.facticity, which is facticity.com. And on that website, you can actually sign up for her monthly newsletter and find out more about her upcoming book. So Ragini, one of the things that I find really interesting about your work is that you always talk about things in pairs. And pairs presume a connection. And I wonder, you know, and then you think of opposites as like things that are not connected at all because they're opposites. So I'm a little bit confused with the pair and the connections. Can you explain that to me a little bit more?
I sure can. Actually, opposites, and I am glad that you said it the way you did, because usually we do think of opposites as not being connected. We think of them as having sort of an antagonistic relationship, and that they're not actually interacting in any way other than in a warlike manner. And in actuality, opposites are not opposed to each other. They're just two sides of a single coin, and they actually are interconnected. So, for example, if you have gratitude, for example, since we're talking about Thanksgiving, you can also have the other side of that coin, the opposite of it, is, non-thankfulness, okay, or ungratefulness. Mm-hmm. So in order to have one of those, you actually have to have the other side of the coin as well, because, and this is key, everything changes. So there is no state, no emotional state or mental state that stays. This is the important piece, that the reason opposites, why it's important to understand that opposites are in fact connected, they are interconnected, is because of the fact of change. One of them changes into its opposite and then changes back into the other opposite. For example, well, something as common we don't even think about it is wet and dry. They come as a pig sense because of dry. Actually, gratitude, or let's say giving, which is coming up with Christmas, only makes sense in the context of it being the opposite of receiving. So the two of those actually go together because there's a dynamic of movement that occurs between them. And so that's why I focus a lot on getting people to see that opposites are actually connected, and that's because of impermanence or because of change. Once you know that, your life can be very different.
So let's go back to James, who called up. So the polar pair, the pair, is liked and not liked. So, you know, they seem like, and you're saying these are part of the same coin. So, I mean, different sides of the same coin, and that inevitably, because life is, you know, flowing back and forth between these things, if I'm not liked at one point, I'm going to be liked. But then I'm hearing from James, no, I'm not going to be liked by that third cousin.
That's right. Well, let me change it for a minute from liked and not liked to something that's positive on both sides, which is accepted and rejected. Those are both mm-hmm. states that you can relate to. One is not the negation of the other. So James is accepted by a lot of people and rejected by this one person.
Mm.
Right. So what you have to do is understand that that one person may never come to accept James, but James has acceptance elsewhere in his life. And acceptance and rejection need to be, or going to be balanced, no matter how you, what, no matter what you think about it. Life will find a way to balance those two in James's life. But he may never, ever get acceptance from his cousin. Is that who
right.
was the cousin? Yeah.
Well, yeah, third cousin. So then, and it also could be that what I'm hearing is like, even if you're accepted all the time, there is going to be a time when you're rejected, because it just cannot be to have be only one thing, that you're always accepted.
That's right. And for a lot of people who are accepted by everyone externally, they have a lot of rejection of themselves on the inside.
Mm. Interesting.
So the balance can be, you can have everything on the outside and feel, you can have great abundance on the outside and feel a complete lack on the inside. You can be very grateful on the outside and be greedy as hell on the inside. Oops, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but there you go.
All right. So let's wrap this up. Here's what I'm getting from our conversation. One is that, you know, during Thanksgiving, the major stressors are really about, typically about three different things. One is about, you know, a mix of your family of origin, which is the family, you know, your birth family with the family that you married into, and the multi-generation related to that. And then there's also being alone, which is also stressful. And then the stress of just the number of things that you have to do. So we talked about all those different things, and we talked about, you know, what's in operation is the my way versus, my parents' way versus my way. Actually, we have another phone call coming in. We have 5 minutes left. We have Shelley from Ashray on the line. So, Shelley, this is a quick question, but can you join in on the conversation and tell us what's going on for you?
Sure. I was just calling to talk about how, you know, the holidays bring on extra stress, and I'm sure everyone can relate, but for me, not to bring it to monetary things, but it's always nerve-wracking when you're hoping to be able to do everything you want to do for everyone, and you're worried about not having enough money to do it.
Mm.
It's definitely a stressful time. The holidays do demand money. They do. However, you can't, now you've got poverty and abundance, or poverty or scarcity and abundance going on as a polarity, but you also have the opportunity in that to be creative and to find ways to, you know, to do what you want to do in those settings in a way that is in accordance with how much money you have, which may be almost nothing, but, you know, in that case you get to be very creative. It is the feeling that, what's the feeling that you have when you can't actually do what you want to do monetarily?
I guess I just feel like I, you know, want to be able to contribute to everyone and get them things that will make them happy and cook a lot of nice food. But you just also have to keep in mind that after the holidays, life goes on and you still have the regular bills to pay, and you don't really want to go too much in excess, you know, kind of go over your budget and then end up in trouble. the next month because he's spent too much. But I guess I kind of just want to be able to be kind of like a people pleaser and make mm-hmm. things nice for everyone. So, you know, keeping in mind that you can do that without spending a lot of money is definitely a help.
Yes, you can do that without spending a lot of money. And I think one other very important thing to remember is just your very attitude of wanting to help people be happy and have a good time and make nice food is don't shortchange your presence as part of what you give to people. That's a very important thing that often forget, that just your love, your caring, that you receive it as such. And it happens more easily, and it's a wonderful gift.
Right. That's a really good way of putting it and thinking of it. I always, like, people think of, you know, the holidays of, you know, to buy things to buy them, and, mm-hmm. you know, it should be bigger than that, I guess.
It should be bigger than that, and in fact, it is bigger than that if you decide to make it bigger. Than that.
Yeah.
So, and that will make you have a happy.
Right.
Well, have a happy holiday then, okay?
Thank you.
That's a wonderful way to end it. And I think that you know, your presence is the present, right? I mean, that's like the biggest gift that you can give. And that's
absolutely.
Really, exactly. So, Ragini, I want to thank you today for coming today and sharing your work on dilemmas, opposites, paradox, and your advice. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Fired Up with CJ. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, we are going to hear from Casey Christie, who has been voted 6 times by Worth Magazine as one of the best financial advisors in the United States. Casey works with folks who are in transitions like a loss of job, divorce, or death, a death of a family member. And she's going to offer her ideas on how to attend to your balance sheet financial and human capital. So if you have any questions for Casey, you can put them on the website at www.firedupwithcj.com or call next Thursday. Thanks a lot, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com. Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.